The reflection for the first Sunday of Advent is called Peace is Within You.
Peace has always been in short supply. To our knowledge, there has hardly been a day in history in which humankind has been free from war. Somewhere there are always families, cities, nations, or empires doing battle with one another. Abuse, hoarding, dominance, hostility, and war all seem to be part of how we humans do life. But history has shown us that violence, that is, the absence of peace, is not just immoral. It is also impractical. It simply does not work. It has never solved any problem. It never brings lasting peace. Violence only generates more violence, war, poverty, and injustice.
Yet Scripture calls us to peace. It invites us to pray and prepare our hearts for peace, to claim and honor the peace that lies within, even in this season that is too often stress-filled. In the words of Thomas Merton, quote, "The rush and pressure of modern life are a form, perhaps the most common form, of its innate violence." End quote.
In a world that has been shaken by terrorism, greed, and war, the Advent journey of peace takes on a heightened significance. We can talk about peace this Advent season, or we can live peace. We can
simplify, simplify, simplify. Let go, let go, let go. Reduce or eliminate frenzied busyness by setting priorities, clearing schedules, avoiding meaningless rituals, and stepping out of the flood of materialism.
Practice alternative gift giving. One of the biggest stress points of this season is the pressure to buy, to spend money we don't have or that would be better spent for other things. When we do give gifts, we can choose gifts that are in alignment with our spiritual values, such as gifts we make or bake, gifts of babysitting, cleaning, our neighbor's house, or home-cooked meals, or gifts in the recipient's name to a valued charity.
Plan activities that enrich our lives. Do inexpensive activities with family and friends that are designed to help connect us on a deeper level. Write prayers of peace each day of Advent. Go on a silent retreat. Attend music concerts. Make peace crane mobiles.
Breathe in gratitude by writing down 5 things we are grateful for each day of Advent.
Take responsibility for our negative and violent thoughts and actions. Remember, peace begins within. Own that both the lion and the lamb dwell within each of us. Within us all, there is both potential for great harm and great good. We are both powerful and vulnerable, strong and weak. The lion and the lamb are one. They are not just out there. They dwell within each one of us.
Let us live peace.
Questions to ponder this first week of Advent.
What does Advent mean to you?
How do you want to live and experience Advent this year?
What activities do you need to let go of this Advent season?
In what ways are you practicing peace?